Watch, The View co-hosts Houston, Navarro address false positive COVID-19 results. By Pam Key on September 27, 2021. Co-hosts Sunny Houston and Anna Navarro returned to ABC's The View on Monday to discuss the false positive COVID tests they received moments before Vice President Kamala Harris was coming onto the set Friday. Co-host Joy Behar quipped, "So, what's new?" In case you missed it, Friday's show took an unexpected turn when Anna and Sunny's COVID tests came back positive while we were on the air. She continued, "I am thrilled to report that Sunny and Anna's Friday results turned out to be false positives. And everyone is safe, healthy and COVID-free. No one's got it. It was a mistake of some sort." Executive producer Brian Tetta said, "It was just an unbelievable set of circumstances." He continued, "That led to some really awkward television I'd like to have back. I would really like to acknowledge and apologize to Sunny and Anna. In the midst of all this chaos, they were put in this position where they had this information put out on television, and then to make it even worse. It turned out not to be true later on. It was false positives. It was unfortunate that mistakes were made, but I can confidently say that we have very vigorous safety protocols, that everyone is regularly tested, and I'm just so relieved that you guys are healthy, that everyone is healthy, and nobody was ever in danger." Houston said, "It was really uncomfortable for my results to be released publicly before I even knew what was going on, before they were verified, before I was tested again and again. My husband is a surgeon, as everyone knows. And he was in the operating room and had to be pulled out of the operating room because God forbid he's operating on someone. And he's COVID positive," Houston continued. "My child's school had to be notified, and she had to be pulled out. My parents had to be rushed to be tested. My son was notified at school as well. So these are the sorts of real-life things that are happening." Houston added, "For me, it was particularly triggering because not too long ago, I delivered the eulogy at my in-law's funeral. So you can imagine how I felt thinking that I could possibly be COVID positive and my family could experience another loss. A loss that I don't think my husband could handle. I was relieved, to say the least, to find out that I was COVID negative. And I always was assured by the fact that I am fully vaccinated." Navarro said, "There was this tweet from Donald Trump Jr. Apparently, he thought it was appropriate to take advantage of the false news that had COVID to take a shot at my weight. Babe, I take a shot at my weight every day. Unlike you, I have a mirror and know I have a weight issue." He said, "Given the Anna Navarro news, I think this is the time to the national conversation about the dangers of COVID and obesity." Navarro continued, "I know when you are a dimwit with no skill or talent or significant accomplishments living of your father's fame and name and fortune, you have got to draw attention to yourself. But baby, if you want to have a conversation about COVID and obesity, you could have had it last October when your elderly, obese father had it. It is a legitimate conversation to have. And fortunately for you, have someone in your family who you can call to discuss with it. Imagine having a father whose butt is the size of a studio apartment in New Jersey, and you got the gall to pick on me? Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.